Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast, although for some reason the computer just decided to reassign all of the channels. What I don't even know what I'm saying. The sound cards. So hopefully you're hearing this. Or hopefully you're not hearing the music beds. I've got this weird setup where the radio show has music beds, but for, you know, legal reasons, we don't have them in the podcast. I've got this whole thing. The mixing desk strips out. It's good, isn't it? Or it was until earlier on today. So, the least inspiring intro to a podcast now over. Welcome along to a radio show that we trimmed down just to give you the bits of news that aren't massively important, but it's like when you flick through a newspaper, you read some of these things. We get it covered for you right here, and it comes out sounding like this. Of all the news stories we've got to talk about, the gym is in the news. Yeah, normally I like to stick to an area of expertise I've got, but we talk about gyms. The workout place, not the people. AI versus wasps. Who would you like to win? More on that story later. Japanese names are running out. Lara Croft's in the news, although I disagree with the reason. Jim Morrison. Continuing our thread of people who think they've seen the face of dead celebrities in their drinks, but they haven't. More on that. Look, you can guess that story, though, can't you? You don't really need it. And something about bad news for Michael Douglas, actually. James Bond's in the news, or rather, one of the people who wrote the theme tune, the James Bond theme tune composer Monty Norman. He left £6.5 million in his will. Now, fair enough, I suppose, because if ever there was a song that was really recognisable, loved by nearly everyone, absolute tune, been used loads, he deserves all that money. And it's a very simple song sometimes, isn't it? But it's a good one. Born Monty Nosovodzvich, probably got that wrong, did he? From East London. His mum bought him a £15 guitar. He got into music. He wrote that song. Next thing you know, £6.5 million later. The thing that bothers me about this news story is the headline. It's 007 tune of 6.5 million. It's a terrible headline. Well, they should have done, given that it's a tune that he composed, I would have gone with Man with a Golden Hum. Eh? Yeah. Okay. There's a story about Lara Croft. Apparently, she has been named the most iconic video game character of all time, beating Sonic the Hedgehog and Mario. All of these, I think, are missing out on Horace. Did you ever play Horace Goes Skiing, Horace and the Spiders, Hungry Horace, was it? And I think there are a few other ones there. Horace changed my life. I mean, I suppose it was just the age I was at when the ZX Spectrum came out. I knew all of those. Manic Miner. How is Manic Miner not beating Lara Croft? Maybe it's because I got out of games by then, which I'm glad, because at the age I was, when I play Spy Hunter or Chucky Egg or a game like that, you're playing a game. I imagine, especially for boys, there's a certain age where if you start playing a very buxom lady in a computer game, it's going to mess you right up, innit? This story, it's back in the newspapers, but it was a couple of weeks ago I first spotted it. Botswana's got beef with us. Elephant beef, to be exact. Botswana's president has threatened to send 20,000 elephants to Germany. This is recently after he threatened to send 10,000 elephants to London, Hyde Park. The reason is, we are two countries that are saying we're not into all this game thing, this trophy hunting, where you go over there and shoot an animal. And he said that if we ban imports of bodies of dead animals by trophy hunters, it will cost them money, and the problem is they're overrun by elephants. And he was saying, have you ever lived near an elephant? It's an absolute nightmare. Oh, they're up all night. All of that stuff. And he threatened to send over 10,000 elephants and put them in Hyde Park. See how we like it. Firstly, I think we would like it. Secondly, I don't think you could do that. I think if you could smuggle 10,000 elephants into the UK, it's our own stupid fault. Congratulations. I've watched episodes of Border Force where some Chinese couple will have some duck neck in a bag and it gets spotted. If you can smuggle through 10,000 elephants without someone at least doing the "are you just pleased to see me" joke, then we deserve to have Hyde Park ruined. Fair play. Continuing our thread on these news stories, there seems to be loads of them at the moment. People thinking they're recognising famous faces. Back in the day, it used to be someone spotted an outline of Jesus on their toast. That would come round every so often. And then they diversified. You'd get pictures of Freddie Mercury on a slice of bread. Someone had a dog or a cat or something that looked like Donald Trump. There was a, I don't know, like a spillage that looked like Billie Eilish. I have no idea what. But yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember, we were talking about someone who'd spotted David Bowie on, that was on a cappuccino. Now we've got one. A drinker did a double take after spotting the face of 60s icon Jim Morrison in his cocktail. Let's have a look at the picture. I mean, you also could have said Weird Al Yankovic, to be honest. No, what happened was, there's a rough outline of someone with a lot of hair. And they went Jim Morrison, because if you go Weird Al, no one puts you in the newspapers. Previously, I said, this is a cheap way to get publicity. I'm going to publicise this show by trying to do the same. I'm still looking for something that looks like my face. The other day, we were saying, probably an uncooked potato would be my best bet. But then, just yesterday, my little lad was playing with some of his toys. He's got a little squidgy ball thing. And my missus thinks it looks like me. So, great. Still not going to be in the newspapers, but took it as an insult. There's a news story about AI, so of course we're covering it. It's also a news story about wasps, so of course we're covering it. These are two topics we've got into a lot recently. Now, apparently, AI could be used to fight off wasps. A platoon of AI robots can be used to fight off Asian hornets. Britain sits at the edge of the European invasion, as it's seeing growing numbers every year. At the University of Exeter, experts say that Vespi AI can detect the insects better than our current methods, which relies on people identifying them. Oh, Vespi AI shows promise as a robust early warning system. Oh, no. I mean, that's good, but all it does is warn us. What I wanted were small little AI robots that would fight hand-to-hand combat with wasps. Can we look at doing that? I'm going to go on ChatGPT and see if it can design it, because you never, this could be, I could be the guy to do it. I love this story, and I don't know why it tickles me so much, but apparently there's a risk that in Japan, they'll only have one surname. Oh, talk about cutbacks. I thought we had it tricky with security tags on LearnPack. They're running out of names. An expert fears that every single Japanese person will end up with the same surname. Married couples must have the same surname by law over there, which could lead to chaos. I mean, we've kind of had the same system over here for, not by law, but it happened a lot. But by the year 2531, dwindling surnames will be whittled down to just Sato, which is the equivalent of Smith. The economics guru Hiroshi Yoshida, you don't want to have that name for long, are you? Said if everyone becomes Sato, then we may have to be addressed by our first names or by numbers. Yeah, but there's loads. You can't do numbers. If you've all got the same surname and you want to be distinguished by numbers, what's the population of Japan? It's going to be in the millions, isn't it? So you're going to need that many numbers. I don't think he's thought it through. And the good news is, if it happens by 2530, whatever it was, no one's going to be around to find out. So you can make these guesses and not seem like a fool. But some of the things I do, I end up working on places where they love to have a moan about the BBC. Well, a woman's been told to pay the BBC £702 in compensation for painting the word liars on one of their regional HQs. Deirdre Murphy was found guilty of criminal damage. There's a lot of people getting upset with the BBC. If the BBC says something you disagree with, instead of thinking, oh, they also say loads of things I agree with, people, it's confirmation bias, isn't it? People kick off and go, oh, I can't believe, oh, spreading state media propaganda, all of this rubbish. And I don't think the BBC is a propaganda distributor, but I don't think the licence fee is very good, that we're forced to pay £150. All you need to do is get these crackpot types to all go and spray stuff on the BBC, all be fined £700. And we could probably not have to pay the license fee for a couple of years. So there you go. I think I've solved it. It's not often that happens on the show. You know me. I exercise so regularly. Well, regular. You know, once every 3 weeks is regular. Shush. But there's a reason not to. According to a new survey, nearly half of fitness fans do not rinse their gym wear, their gym underwear after every workout. There's so much wrong with this. So it says, whilst guidance says that active wear should be washed every session, a shocking 1 in 8 Brits don't. I'm more upset by the first line of this. Rinse. Don't rinse. Give it a wash to me. rinsing things through. So yes, it should be washed. It shouldn't be rinsed. And people just wearing the same stuff again, you must absolutely stink. Bearing in mind, there's that other thing in the news. Ministers are thinking of bringing in a law where people might be fined for being smelly. It's trying to be a revamp of the Vagrancy Act. You nip yourself down to fitness first, you get yourself in a Virgin Active, you go down Pure Gym, they're all the gyms I know, obviously I don't know any more than that. You can make an absolute ton of money if people aren't washing. Then again, maybe it is to keep people away from you, because I suppose some people in gym wear do look amazing. And I bet they get annoyed by people coming up going like, hey, how you doing? So if you absolutely stink, it's worth a £2,000 fine. Podcast done. Sharing a bed. These are the stories we didn't cover. Sharing a bed with an annoying sleeper makes us zombified. Snoring was voted the most frustrating sleeping habit in Brit. Maybe I've often wondered why we developed snoring. I thought it was an evolutionary thing to scare animals out of the cave. Now I think it's to stupefy your partner. So, you know, you don't get shown up when they are better at Sudoku than you. This one, oh, we should have done this on the show. I like this story. Michael Douglas was left shocked to discover he's related to Scarlett Johansson. They did a DNA test and it says that you're DNA cousins. And he said, are you kidding me? That's amazing. Do you reckon that pause between you're kidding me and that's amazing is when he suddenly gave up on trying to go out with with Scarlett Johansson? Because every actor, he's known, isn't he? Was once a self-declared sex addict, and then he married Catherine Zeta-Jones, which is like an alcoholic married, you know, buying a pub. But that must be a bit gutting. You were what? Cousins? I feel wrong now. That kind of thing. Royal Mail's in trouble because they want to try and make second-class stamps do a reduced service, where if you buy a second-class stamp, it only gets delivered on 2 or 3 days a week, the first-class ones. It's almost like they're trying to run some sort of two-class system, isn't it? And tickets for the first public tour of the Royal Bedrooms at Balmoral were snapped up within hours of going on sale. Yeah, because people want to know whether they're real, whether they're AI. Have you seen the internet recently? And that's all of the news that we could manage to find to cover in this podcast. Subscribe to wherever you found it. If you have a look on the description of the podcast, there's a Ko-fi link where you could send me 4 pence to make it seem like it's worth my while. That's all I'm asking for today. Four, that's all it's going to be, or a quid. Yeah, I don't know if they let you do 4 pence. A quid would be, oh, what a treat. So you could do a little tip in the tips, the virtual tips jar. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.